You can buy books by my podcast guests and find other recommended arts and crafts techniques books by visiting uk.bookshop.org/shop/creativityfound. Don't worry, I've popped a link in the show notes. Plus, by buying from my shop, you'll be supporting this show with a little bit of affiliate loveliness. Thank you. You can find out more about today's guests' kits on the Creativity Found website. Simply visit creativityfound.co.uk/bargiello-a-go-go. There's a handy link in the show notes.
I'm just in the process of designing some new kits at the minute, which is quite exciting, with some new project bags. They've said to me they found it really helpful in creating their designs initially to see if it's going to work before they commit to the, you know, actually putting it onto canvas. It made me realise that I wanted to share it with the world. And because I'd already previously done that with the knitting, I kind of knew exactly sort of how to write them out and make them sort of clear for people to read and follow. I've yet to find another canvas that's as good for this style of embroidery. I really like the quality of it.
Hi, I'm Claire, host of this podcast. As well as inspiring listeners with my guests' stories of how they found or refound their creativity as grown-ups and how that has benefited their everyday lives, here at Creativity Found, I also want to offer adults of any age opportunities to find their own creative passion with a directory of arts and crafts, workshops, courses, and kits. The Creativity Found community also provides support for the small businesses and sole traders who make these workshops happen and build, market, and distribute the kits. One of the ways I can do this is to give Creativity Found members their own bonus podcast episode to spread the word about their wonderful offerings and help creativity seekers to find them. For this episode, I'm so excited to be able to introduce you to Natalie Smart and Bargiello Agogo. Don't know what Bargiello is? Stay tuned to find out more. Hi Natalie, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks Claire. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
So you ran Bargiello Agogo. Can you start by explaining to me what Bargiello is and how you found it?
Right, so Bargiello is a form of embroidery that consists of a simple straight stitch, and it's normally sort of worked upright or parallel to the threads of the canvas. So you normally work it on tapestry canvas, or you can use plastic canvas. And the way I discovered it was in one of my vintage sort of 70s sewing magazines. I like to go to my vintage magazines. I love that sort of aesthetic from the 60s and 70s. And then I thought, oh, what's this? And it was actually in the book, it was called, in the magazine I've got, was called Florentine Embroidery. That's actually a name that is like a stitch arrangement of a particular type of this embroidery, but they all come under this big name of Bargiello. The name Bargiello was used mainly in the 60s and 70s to cover different types of embroidery stitches, such as Hungarian stitch, flame stitch, Florentine stitch, which all form this sort of Bargiello type of embroidery, which is quite bold and striking with the colours you can use and different gradients you can use to make these sort of stitches. So then I looked into where did Bargiello come from, and it's actually an Italian word. And apparently that came from a place in Florence in Italy it's linked to, where there was some antique chairs in a museum there that were linked to this type of embroidery. But prior to when the museum was opened in the mid-1800s, it was actually a prison which was called the Bargiello. In the 60s and 70s, the vintage embroidery books, they tend to use this name. So, yeah, that's where that came from.
How interesting.
Yeah.
You have a background in designing knitting patterns. Has that helped you in creating the embroidery patterns that you now make and even the kits that you now supply?
Yes, definitely. I had the confidence from that, from when I did knitting patterns, like hand knitwear patterns. So I had a format already of how I like to work when I write a design. And I have that creativity inside me where I like to share these designs with people who perhaps don't necessarily have the confidence to sort of design them themselves, or and it's just something nice if you've been working all day to come home, chill out to, you know, just look at a pattern, you can follow it. So it did really help me with that. And when I started really enjoying this style of embroidery, once I started having a play and working with it, it made me realise that I wanted to share it with the world. It made me want to create the patterns as well that I was making. I was getting likes on like Instagram, people liking them. And I thought, well, that it'd be really nice to maybe share these with people as a pattern so people can make them too. And because I'd already previously done that with the knitting, I kind of knew exactly sort of how to write them out and make them sort of clear for people to read and follow. Yeah, it was great fun. I had great fun looking at designs and creating them, yeah, and the patterns. Yeah, I really enjoyed that part of it, so it was good fun.
Yeah, I love the patterns that I've seen so far, and I love the variety that you've brought to this craft, because I have seen some of this in the past, but you're really bringing some interesting new patterns into it, I think, anyway.
Thank you.
So what can people expect to find in a Bargello Agogo kit?
Yes, so I decided to release some kits and people really enjoyed them. So that's really good. So in the kit, you will get a tapestry needle, normally a size 18 tapestry needle, which works well with the embroidery wool that I use, which is Appleton's wool. It's a 4-ply tapestry thread, and it works so well with the coverage and the bounce, the fullness you get in the stitch on the canvas. And it's British made, which I love. So it's made in England, it's dyed in England, distributed in England. It's all there. It's and I was really fortunate to visit Appleton's a few weeks ago, you know, seeing the hub and seeing HQ and what they do. And it was so nice, and seeing the staff. And it's quite a small company, you know, there's not loads of staff. It's a really nice little small company, and lots of care and attention going to every detail, quality control to just getting it out to me really quickly when I need it for the kits, which is great. And then you also have the tapestry canvas. Sometimes it's depending on what I'm doing for the design, like if it's a bag or something, it's a more rigid canvas, like a plastic canvas I use that I get from a supplier in England, which is like a 10 count plastic canvas, which is again good for the style of embroidery. Or it's a fabric canvas, a tapestry canvas. And my favourite is Zweigart, who are a very good brand for that type of embroidery as well. I've yet to find another canvas that's as good for this style of embroidery. I really like the quality of it. And that comes in a 12 count. So yeah, that's what you'll get in the kits. And you also get a project bag as well. I'm just in the process of designing some new kits at the minute, which is quite exciting, with some new project bags. So it's all, yeah, really, really fun. And you also get your printed pattern as well, with the step-by-step photos. You get colour charts to show you how to sort of the stitches and where they need to go on the design.
And if people love this style of embroidery from your kit, which I'm sure they will, and want to continue further, can you help them with that?
Yes. So for anyone that's looking into this style of embroidery, who's not quite sure if it's for them, it's something new they want to try, if you subscribe to my newsletter on my website, bargelloagogo.com, there is actually 5 free Bargello patterns you can try yourself. And they come colour charted. I've even done a chart so you could have a play at doing a wall hanging as well. So it tells you the threads you can use for those if you wanted the same colourways. So you get a free PDF file sent to you on subscribing. And it gives you a free guide to Bargello embroidery. So it talks about Bargello embroidery in there, and also shows you how to do Bargello embroidery. And then as well as that, I've also got YouTube videos showing you how to do the embroidery too. So if you're a complete beginner, you can, you know, really learn it from the materials and resources that I have on my website. So again, the video links are all on my website that you can check as well. People have told me it's been really helpful for them, so that's really nice to know. And then once you build up your confidence with the sewing, and obviously you can make the kits, what I also wanted, the aim of the business as well, was that you could buy your own supplies. So if you want to make your own creations, you can get the supplies from my online store as well. You can get the threads, the needles, the canvases, There's also some stitch pattern books as well that have been released by some other great people who do Bargello embroidery that you can get on the website. And I've also got an embroidery journal book where you can actually, it's charted and got a diary note section as well. So you can create your own projects and note it in there. So you can sketch them out first of all on the graph paper, and then also write the dates on and your ideas in another section, just to show you what your thoughts are on creating a pattern. Because I found that really helpful to me. I initially created it for myself when designing the kits and patterns and projects, and I thought, actually, I think people would like this too. And that's been very popular. People really enjoyed purchasing those, and they've said to me they found it really helpful in creating their designs initially to see if it's going to work before they commit to the, you know, actually putting it onto canvas. So by sketching it first and writing their thoughts out and just having a record of the threads they've used and the quantities and everything. So yeah, that's been a lovely thing as well. Sorry, I live in flats and people go in and out. Apologies.
No problem. We'll wind up now. So I'm going to say, you can, of course, find out more about everything that Natalie's spoken about today at creativityfound.co.uk/Bargello-a-go-go. And where else can people find Bargello-a-go-go, Natalie?
So they can find it on Instagram at Bargello-a-go-go, and on Facebook, again, it's Bargello-a-go-go. That's my two social media.
Thanks so much, Natalie. It's been brilliant to talk to you.
Thanks, Claire. Thanks for your patience as well.
Thanks so much for listening to Creativity Found. If your podcast app has the facility, please leave a rating and review to help other people find us. On Instagram and Facebook, follow at Creativity Found Podcast. And on Pinterest, look for at Creativity Found. And finally, don't forget to check out creativityfound.co.uk, the website connecting adults who want to find a creative outlet with the artists and crafters who can help them tap into their creativity.